it's not, how do we say it? There's not a certain profile. The profile is you need to be a Zuidoost bewoner. Yes, this is the profile. Yeah.
Okay. But that's good to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So now, regarding the curriculum of the schools and the true portrayal of Dutch Level Pass to students and pupils, what's going to change, or what do you think must change so that the kids in the schools get to know the truth about what really happened in the slave in the Dutch Level Pass, so that kids both of migrant background and those of native Dutch get to hear the story as it did happen. So they grow up with a clear understanding and this empathy and sympathy towards the Dutch slavery past, so that those mistakes do not get repeated. I'm sorry about the echo that is happening in the broadcast. Yeah.
This is a really important point you're making, because we noticed that the older generation of Dutch people have less knowledge about this period of time in Dutch history. So there are several initiatives at the moment lobbying for a more complete story on Dutch history in the history books at school. So we're taking the apology of the king as an accelerator to fast forward and to integrate these stories in Dutch history lessons. So these are public initiatives. Yeah.
Okay, so that's coming. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
So when it comes to discrimination in the Dutch society and on the job market, it is real and it is painful, but it has not only lingered all these years. So how can everyone work towards true respect and equality for everyone, regardless of their skin color, race or religion or gender?
See, studies show that companies hire people who look like themselves because they are familiar with the body language, they are familiar with the set of words people use. Yes. So it's a natural thing to hire someone who behaves the same as you.
Yeah.
It's like hiring your mirror.
Yeah.
This is how it works. So what we need to do is to make people understand this natural behavior, so they acknowledge it and then they can change it. Because what you don't know, you cannot change. So the first step is that we address this with the companies and we ask them to have an honest look at their behavior so they can change it. Unfortunately, we don't have quota, because if we had quota, we would tackle this problem really fast, but we don't have quota. So we are willing to address this continuously, day in, day out, with the big companies, because at the moment only 4% of Zuidoost bewoners work in Zuidoost. Mm-hmm. And I think this number must increase. This is not a question.
Yeah.
It must increase, because there are so many benefits of Zuidoost bewoners working in Zuidoost.
Yes. Yeah, this issue has come up several times, and it's very important that we make a change in this regard. But concretely, what's going to be the strategy to accomplish what you just said about changing the behavior of the hiring companies? How are you guys going to approach that? Because you spoke generally about, talking to them, approaching them, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But how is that really, really going to go? It's quite a huge task.
It's a huge task, yeah. And we are dependent on people, so it makes it unpredictable what the outcome will be.
Yeah.
All I can say is I have 3 years left in office. Yeah, and this in these 3 years, I will make use of the time to go out to each company and have this conversation with them. Because a lot of companies state that they are investing in corporate social return. Yeah. So my question will be, if you stated yourself on your own that you are socially invested inside Oost, how do I see it? Where are the numbers? How many South Oost Bewoners are on your payroll?
Yeah.
So these are the questions I'm going to ask them. And if you are thinking, how come Faishte is so at it? It's because I've lived here all my life and I've seen a lot of my neighbors, my family members being disappointed because they do have the quality. They invested in education. They invested in training to become the best version of themselves. And at the same time, they are rejected based on their postal code, or their name, or on their skin color. So this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
But may I ask, your predecessors, did they also fight the way you are fighting now?
Yes, because I have read, of course, what happened in the previous terms in Southeast. But I guess they were willing to believe these big companies on their goodwill.
Yeah.
And I think the time of goodwill or patience, there's not much time left.
I think something drastic must happen. When you meet these big companies and they're not ready to respond, or they want to drag it as they've been doing, probably they have to be given an ultimatum to leave Southeast.
Or sanction them, maybe.
See, the municipality doesn't have these bevoegdheden. Yeah, we don't have them. This is a nationwide subject.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about sanctions. Yeah, this is a nationwide subject.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm using my bevoegdheden, and what I can do is to have this conversation to address it continuously. So it's not a one-time conversation. We need to talk about this all the time, every time, on every occasion.
It's very, very important that they get to hear it, because you see them afflicting South-Oost Bewoners in different ways, not only in the job market, as well in the residential areas, you know, in their accommodation. You see them, they build the houses, they made them very, very expensive, irrespective of the fact that they know the South-Oost or those living here do not have very good jobs. So they make their houses very expensive, so that only those who have social salaries here will just live in such houses.
There is a shortage of houses in the Netherlands. So this means the prices increase on a daily basis, but not only in Southeast.
Yes.
Nationwide, and unfortunately this is the reality we live in. But my colleague Raoul White, he has this voorwaarde for projects in South Oost that 25% of the houses need to be appointed to South Oost Bewoners. So this is we as a dagelijks bestuur try to facilitate the original South Oost Bewoners.
Yes.
These are small steps, but in the end it means 25% of the houses of every new project needs to go to South Oost Bewoners.
It's a good start, actually. It's a good start.
Mm.
Yeah, beautiful. So, listeners, if you still want to connect with us via a phone call, you're still welcome. The number is 020-737-1301, Radio Voice of Niger. Okay, I think we have covered quite a good number.
I have one question more, please.
Go ahead.
So, the residents of Southeast, what are they expected to do how are they supposed to participate in some of these activities?
Yeah, so I heard your feedback. So we're doing an open call, but I will make sure that all local media will receive a separate invitation so you can promote it and invite your own community to attend.
Yeah.
Because our power is in diversity. Yeah. So every study shows that if you have a group of people from different backgrounds, your result will be richer, better, more powerful. So this is the way we need to address every matter.
Okay. Well, then there's one more question, I guess, from my side. I don't know about the lady. In your 1st of July speech here, you extended an invite to the king and the prime minister for a dialogue in the Balmamia. So what do you expect to accomplish with that invite? And has there been a response to that invite?
There has not been a response yet, unfortunately. But what I hope to achieve... I need the king to have an image when he talks about this subject, about the past of slavery.
Yeah.
I need him to see what it means in present day for our Zuidoost Bewoners.
Yeah.
And the only way to accomplish that is to invite him to Zuidoost and to show him how powerful we are, because no matter which setback we get, we are still standing.
Yes.
So he needs to see the strength of the Zuidoost Bewoner. This is what I hope to accomplish. So when he responds to my invitation, I will let you know.
How long are you going to take him to respond? How long? Why is he delaying? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea, but I think the fall of the cabinet, there are so many current affairs he needs to address. So I guess we need to be patient.
And maybe along the line, send a reminder. I'm sure he'll be very glad to come to respond to the invitation. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we are at the end almost, unless the lady has a question. But I think we've covered all the things we plan or set out to do today. But certainly, this will be the beginning of many engagements with Mivra Vahista. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Well, I just want to commend your boldness, and I think I love that boldness, and we will be praying for you especially so that this your portfolio is a bit very hard to handle.
Yeah.
You have tough enough to handle it. Like, as I say, I'm so proud of the boldness you are showing towards, delivering your people and helping them to have what's supposed to be their right. And that's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to, be qualified so that no human being is better than the other one or bigger than the other one. So thank you for your time. Thank you so much for
the invitation. And thank you for a lovely conversation. Thank you.
You're welcome, Your Excellency. God is to bless you.
Well, we ended with this song of Bob Marley, Redemption Song. Well, we say bye-bye to our second lady.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. I've no fear for atomic energy. Cause none of them can stop the time. Our love shall kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Some say it just a part of it. We've got the fulfilled. Won't you
Wonderful one. So, be as out there. How did you feel? What did you find in this 101 with Excellency Mevra Bangishtar, Miss King of Dutch Slavery Past? How did you find this discussion, Apostle? This is our second deputy chair of Delhi Board, but he's very bold.
Very bold.
Wow.
She's expressive. She says clearly and boldly, and I like that. I think she's well designed for the job.
She's so packaged. You could see, I was just looking at her right inside her eyes. There was not anything like, you know, to shy away from it. She was just hitting the buttons the way it has to be.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think we're privileged to have her in this position. And I think she's bringing a fresh life to the Delhi Board. And especially, you know, her portfolio is quite diverse, a lot of things. But I like the way, the emphasis she's putting on the issues about the slavery past. Because that is at the bottom of all that affects all those who live here, those of
color. Exactly. Yes.
And so her picking it up and identify herself with the fact that she comes from a migrant background, grew up here,
yes,
has experienced all the issues pertaining to slavery, discrimination, and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has, it's given a certain audacity, if you like, to be able to talk about this.
Exactly.
It's a part of her history too.
Yes.
And I think that is quite notable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because, I mean, there are so many who grew up also in this society that they didn't really take it so serious, no matter what their parents were telling them, that their grandfathers were part of the development to this, you know, they went through to design Amsterdam the way it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it, to some people, it may not mean anything, but to a child that is wise, he will just put it in the heart and be studying, you know, waiting for when he or she will arise to position, and will use that story for something.
Yeah. And of course, she said the king
apologized.
Yeah, that's a very good first step.
Mm-hmm.
And one other topic that has been, let's say, under discussion in different quarters, and that we didn't mention, we didn't touch on, but it has to do with that kind of reparation.
Yes.
For the slavery past, is that has not been spoken officially in any way.
Yes, it's true.
But maybe that's something that would have to take place down the road, you know.
But where would they even start? Because sometimes I feel a little bit, where would they start if we want them to do reparations? Yeah. Where would they start, really?
Yeah, I think it may happen in a symbolic way. In a symbolic way that everybody will be satisfied with, you know what I'm saying? Because really, the cost of human lives, the damage, the loss of perspective and life and the future of all these hundreds and thousands of people, I don't know, there are millions, how would they compensate for that?
I was reading something that happened in America, and it has to do exactly with the Igbo people, how their forefathers, you know, who were taken as slaves, you know, how they marched inside the ocean and drowned themselves than to continue with the hard job. In one part of America, how they boldly stepped and drowned themselves. Every one of them were falling inside, one after the other. Can you imagine? Please think about it. These people went through hell, man. Kai. So, how would this whole thing, when I read this thing in the social media just some few days ago, I was so touched. I said, who could bring one to this level, where you would prefer to drown yourself than to continue with it? Hey.
But even that one, how did you manage? Because those who were put on those ships, they were chains. They were chains together, you know, and packed very tight. So how did they manage to fall overboard and to drown themselves? How did they?
No, I mean, from where from where they have reached their port of destination.
Yeah.
But the punishment or the treatment that were being given to them, when they go to the plantations and the way they have been harassed, the way they decided to be drowned.
To drown themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. All of them. They say all of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Well.
And they were showing the city where this thing happened in the United States. I was so touched. So when we talk about reparation, I don't know where it's going to start. I don't know where they will start, honestly.
Yes. But like everything else, you know, when evil has been committed against another person, you know, when there's injustice, there is always a time. In order for the scales to balance, there has to be some kind of atonement. Otherwise, there will always be a discontent, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which will force some kind of revolution or some kind of retribution.
Mm-hmm.
So if this thing we're talking about, at some point, something must happen to settle this, because it's a crime against humanity. It's actually a crime against humanity for all of these things to be happening.
All of them committed it. All this Western world committed this crime. You see, so I really don't know where we will start, but somewhere along the line, I think something will happen. Another thing I like that she made mention about is in the job sector, you know, how the higher you go, you don't see any black anymore.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
She was bold to say that.
Yeah.
So, and all these people, they are all hearing, all these directors and whatever they are hearing all of these things in one way or another, and they feel it as well. Why still are they not doing something about it?
It means that it's a
thank you.
It is thing is so rooted in them.
So somehow, we don't know how it's going to be, but it looks like there will be a change along the line. Maybe a slow one, but it will take place somehow. Yeah. Anyway, well, so with this, ladies and gentlemen,
and we sort of think they also teach the children in their history, you know, there were certain things they were teaching their children in the past, which I don't know how they are going to undo those ones.
Yeah.
Because there was this course I went, this course with the ministers, you know, and it was organized by this Dutch government, and they were teaching all the religious leaders this sort of history that we impacted to the Dutch children.
Yeah.
What they teach the Dutch children are quite different from what they teach our own.
Yeah.
You know? And if you see the diagrams of how they have painted the white woman and the black woman,
yeah,
the black woman will always look with eyes down, and then the white one will just look with her head carried up like a queen. And then you go and wonder, how come they can take time to draw this and they are using it to represent the black and using it to represent the white? Eh? So when you put this sort of ideology in the heart of a child, then he grows to see it that way.
Yeah, but all that will change now, I think, it has already started. So
the black, they have a lot to go. They have a lot to do to prove that they would be able, you know, to reach there and stay there.
Yeah.
It's only once in a while one black can rise, like how Obama rose to the level where he was. We are trusting God that many people will rise one day.
Exactly. All right. So with this, we would like to say goodbye and want to thank you all for having shared this moment with us. We hope you enjoyed that interview. And I want to wish you a good day, a good week, until we see you again next week.
And we want to say thank you to our own priest for extending this gesture to us. God richly bless you, sir.
Amen.
Everybody.
his plans are, to what his word says. Church say, lift your hands, lift your heart.
I'll do